Welcome back to the Two Guys Named Christian.
Yeah, that guy on the radio said Morgan Wallen was overrated. And I just looked at the radio. I said, you know what? You're overrated. I stopped the car.
Ooh,
that's right. I didn't say it to him.
Solid burn.
Didn't say it to him. Didn't say it to him. Wouldn't say it to him into his face. But he's a competitor that I have met personally.
Mm-hmm.
And when he said Morgan Wallen was overrated, I just stopped and looked at the radio and said, you're overrated. And you know what I did? I played. I had some help. I just went right there. I figured out. Yep.
Turned them off and played some.
Turned it off. Plugged in my cord. Called my wife and said, "How do I do this?
Which one is the cassette player?"
That's right. And I said, "I'm not going. I refuse to listen to that anymore. Instead, I'll just listen to a great Morgan Wallen song." I had some help. It ain't like I can make this with Post Malone. With okay. Now I will say, his co-host disagreed. And I was like, you go, girl.
Oh, I know who this is.
That's right. That's right. It's a team we compete against.
Yeah, okay. I know who this is.
All right.
He's not real tuned into music normally.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So if he doesn't like Morgan Wallen, it's because of something else.
Oh, you think?
Yeah, like his girlfriend probably said, like, he's my hall pass. Or somewhere along the way they've argued about Morgan Wallen.
So it's bizarrely personal.
Yeah, like they were out on a boat. She was like, "Well, I'd do him."
Yeah, the song
he's
came
like,
on.
Yeah,
what?
Yeah,
what?
I love Morgan Wallen.
He's my hall pass.
He's my hall pass.
Don't you dare!
What?
They say,
or something's been thrown at him with this play and something. there's a backstory.
You may be right. That may be exactly right. I said earlier that I had been onto our Facebook yesterday, which I usually don't do, and I'd seen comments on my wardrobe for the second Two Guys M. Chris Comedy All-Star stuff.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people calling my shirt similar to David Byrne's suit in a video he did in the 80s.
Yes.
Way too large for his frame. Okay, I heard it. It hurt. Today, it's Facebook's 21st birthday. It was created 21 years ago today. As the Facebook. It went on as the Facebook, which they got right, I guess, in The Social Network because it's the wintertime. And I remember in the movie, Jesse Eisenberg, who played Mark Zuckerberg, ran across the Harvard campus in a bunch of snow. And he's wearing like
hoodie and his slides.
Yeah. Yeah. Slides in and says, you know, does some code.
He wore the shower shoes.
That's right. And he said, it's fixed. It's done. Yeah, let's put it out there. But it was called the Facebook. A year later, the other guy, played by Justin Timberlake in the movie, Parker, said to him, drop the, and it took off, of course, obviously. Now, it's like, what did we see the other day? It's by far the number one. Even though young people don't get into it anymore, it's by far.
Globally, it just dominates.
Of course.
And he's gone, no one's quite sure of what his new look is. He's gone.
Zuckerberg?
He's kind of let his hair go, kind of afro.
Mm-hmm.
He's wearing man jewelry.
Yeah, and he still wants to fight, and he wants to be in MMA still somehow.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he's always doing jiu-jitsu and stuff.
Something about him I like. I don't know what it was. The other day when I saw him with that afro thing, I was like, yeah, this works.
He got okay caught. You know, this is one of those things that it probably didn't happen. One never knows.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, on inauguration day, it was so cold, they brought everything inside.
And yeah.
The Trump cabinet had second row seats.
Yeah.
The tech bros were in the front row at the Trump inauguration.
That's right.
And I guess it's Amazon's new wife.
Mm-hmm.
She's a buxom young woman or girlfriend. I'm
Bezos,
not sure.
Bezos.
And she was wearing kind of a low cut top.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a picture of Zuckerberg appearing to stare right down
her sleeve. I saw that.
Lauren Sanchez, I believe.
Okay,
she used to be on Fox.
I saw it, and he was,
his eye wandered over. Mm-hmm. Now, he may have been looking down the line. Who knows? But it looked like he was checking out the cleavage.
She'll put him out there, though, too.
Yeah.
I don't think because she had kind of a low cut.
He had some help. She's had some help with that. I had some help. It ain't
like I can make this comment. But, you know, what they say, and Jerry Seinfeld said this brilliantly, he and Larry David, years ago.
Yeah.
When one sees cleavage, you look at it, you glimpse, and then you turn away.
You don't
stare at the sun.
Linger. Mm-hmm. Actually, interestingly, next hour here on the grid for Titillation Tuesday, there is a woman who is a G cup. That's large.
God bless her.
Okay, it's large, and it's natural. She's a natural G.
Natural G.
So she says, And she says every time she goes to the grocery store, old women look her up and down like, you disgust me. And she's sick of it. She said, these are my tits. What are you going to do?
Deal with it. But don't look.
That's right. Deal with it. These are my tits. Okay. This is what God gave me.
Well, the question is, and maybe we can find a picture of her. Is she putting them out there or not?
Well,
is that why the women are staring? Is
I saw. I don't think they can be anywhere can. But out there. They're
well,
out.
Yeah, but you know they're what out. I mean. You can. Mm-hmm. She could be wearing a hoodie, or she could be wearing something that is low cut and shows them.
It was
more
low
cut.
It was low cut.
Yeah, okay. There you go.
And,
okay.
And it's summer in Australia.
Okay? Oh, okay. See.
All right. And that's
okay.
Where she is. She's in Australia. What do you think the number one thing not to post on Facebook is?
I mean, people post so much stuff, though.
A lot of 16-year-olds post their driver's license on Facebook.
Oh,
really? Never to do that. Well, It used to be a big deal. He said, don't ever do that. Or post it online anywhere, your license. And then any details about when you're going on vacation and where you're going on vacation. Because it just opens it up to criminals. Well, we heard that.
People still do it.
Oh, yeah. All the time, of course. Do it. They said do it after the fact. When you come home, post your photos. Don't do it when you're gone.
But nobody wants that. We want to brag and right then and there that we're not. Mm-hmm. You know, we want to brag then we're on vacation. Look where I am.
I never relate to that. You're not. I never relate to that. I don't understand. Why not just put them up there after you get back? So we had a great time in Montego Bay. Here it is. You know, here
well, I mean, you could say, I mean, if it's the dead of winter and you're in Montego Bay, it's like, hey, this is my current situation.
Mm-hmm.
Wrong drink, toes in the sand.
You can. I mean, you can. And I don't think it's that big a deal. But criminals can use it to know, oh, they're not home.
Oh, yeah.
Let's go. It's like the football players who are playing on Monday Night Football.
But how often does it really happen?
Not as much as you think, I wouldn't imagine.
I mean, I think athletes are probably way bigger targets than a random Facebooker saying, I'm in Mallorca.
Of course, the athlete should have better security.
Yeah.
But I don't know that it is a big thing. Well, we had a warning against this 15 years ago.
God, yeah. Facebook was still kind of new.
Early adapter, yeah.
The late, great Gator, P1 listener to this program.
Extraordinaire.
Says,
never be replaced.
Listen, if you're putting your details on Facebook, that's on you.
I think, you know how you're talking about Facebook and everybody want to brag, I'm going to Vegas, I'm going to Hawaii, I'm going here and all that.
Yeah.
Well, you know, they want to brag, I'm going here and that. You know, my opinion is, I mean, it's bad to say, and I'm not trying to be a bad person, but I think they should be robbed. I mean, be honest with you, I think they should be. But you know why? Because, excuse my language, that's their dumb ass. Because if they're that damn dumb, they go out there and tell you, hey, look, I'm not going to be home. I'm not going to be home for 2 weeks because I'm going to Hawaii. I'm going to Vegas. I mean, damn. Hey, I'm not going to be, nobody's going to be home. My dog's going to be in the pound. I paid 2 weeks. Yeah, I'm not going to be there. Nobody. Well, we're going to have a good time.
That's right.
You go to Vegas, you lose a flat screen TV.
That's right.
Sorry, those are the rules.
That's the rule. You know the rules.
Yeah.
Brag about it, why don't you?
I always notice in that, too, that he said to take the dog to the pound.
Yeah.
Not somewhere to just keep him for a week.
No, that's
not the border.
The pound.
The pound.
I'll be back in a week for him. Just don't let him get adopted.